Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everyone? I'm your host, Eddie Slabduni, signing out with TLE TV, TLE News. I'm actually having to do a rebroadcast of this because when I did the live stream yesterday, there was a lot of playback issues. It kept skipping a lot of parts. So what we're going to do, I'm going to go ahead and doing a rebroadcast, a reshoot of it, and I'm going to just upload it. That way you'll be able to get the full scope, the full experience. Now, mind you, a lot of it is going to be redacted because the live stream is just off the cuff going and going here at this point. Just doing a reshoot. I'm not going to go into everything, but I will go into the meat and potatoes of this subject. Now, the meat and potatoes of the subject is Dylann Roof. Dylann Roof should be innocent because it is not his fault he shot 9 people in a black church in South Carolina. It is not his fault. He is a victim. Yes, there are 9 black victims. We understand that. But guess what? According to pro-black logic that has been going on through the conscious community, that has been pervasive within the conscious community, it is not the fault of the individuals who commit these crimes, commit these atrocities, commit these offenses, because at the end of the day, they're the ones that were being ingrained. They're the ones that were programmed. They're the ones that were trained to do these certain things. Now, mind you, Dylann Roof is not inherently evil, according to pro-black logic. He is not apparently evil, inherently evil. He was trained to do what he did, and he is a victim in this tragedy. His mother didn't birth them out with guns and a white supremacist mentality. It is something that was ingrained into him. It was something that was fed into him over time. Even his stepmother said in a news article you can read on Daily, I believe it's dailykos.net, if I'm not mistaken. I forget the exact website because it was something that I looked into earlier, and this is just a rebroadcast. But the stepmother said that Dylann would lock himself up in his room and watch evil YouTube videos for hours on end. And the culmination of all those evil videos that he watched was this Confederate flag-toting white supremacist Dylann Roof that sat in a black church during Bible study for 45 minutes to an hour and then opened up on 9 black people. That is the story. Now, if you don't know, he was recently convicted guilty of killing those 9 black people. But according to pro-black logic, when they apply it to black people, it is not their fault. They were ingrained, they were trained, they were programmed, they were wired to do so. Black people are not stupid or dumb or deserving of imprisonment because what they do is trained, taught, programmed, and wired into them. Such can be called the case for Dylann Roof. It is something that was programmed, ingrained, trained, and wired in him. Not from birth, just like you say for black folks. Not from birth. He was born with it. It was over the culmination of time that this information was programmed into him. Now, this is really pervasive right now because of the fact that just last week and the week before, there's been a whole hoopla about the black men in Alabama that did the mannequin challenge posing with guns. And for those who haven't seen that video, I'm going to go ahead and play it for you right now. Just give me 1 second here. Now, as you can see in this video, you see one black man hiding under the back of a car with a shotgun. You see a bunch of other black males with guns pointed, striking a pose for this mannequin challenge. Now, what happened because of this video was the Madison County Sheriff's Department, I believe it's Madison County, don't quote me on that, but the Sheriff's Department in the area did, or maybe it's Huntsville, but I know it happened in Huntsville, but the Sheriff's Department, they ran an investigation. And in that investigation, they were able to get a warrant because the home was displayed in the video, and they did a raid on the home. And they arrested 2 individuals. They confiscated guns. They confiscated ammunition. They confiscated drugs and drug paraphernalia. So with all that in play, one must assume that, guess what? These individuals were involved in something that they shouldn't be doing. And for that matter, the police actually scored a win. So now a lot of people, a lot of pro-black, a lot of conscious community, pseudo-conscious community actors have come out saying that it is not their fault. They were trained, they were programmed, so on and so forth, to do these things. But I would argue that a lot of the crimes that happen towards black people from other races, is not the fact, it's not that individual's fault, but it's something that was ingrained in them, programmed in them to do. They were programmed with this complex that anything black is beneath them. So a black life is not worth anything. Now, I'm not a supporter of Black Lives Matter because they took a very simple term of Black Lives Matter and they bastardized it, they corrupted it, and now everything just fits under this Black Lives Matter. And Black Lives Matter is not a black movement, regardless of the name black in the title. It is not a Black Lives Matter movement. But this is not the point of the video. Point of this video is to say that, according to pro-black logic, if blacks are not guilty or are not should not be held accountable for their actions because it was something that was fed into them and ingrained into them, trained into them, such can be said for white people and other non-blacks who commit crimes against the black community. Plain and simple. It's very easy, very simple. Because at the end of the day, all the things you can say about, well, not even I'm going to say all the things, but a lot of the excuses that they're giving these black individuals can be applied to these non-blacks who commit these crimes. Because they say that the blacks, that they were programmed. You can say the same thing for the non-blacks. They weren't born racist. They weren't born with a superiority complex. They weren't born with that. That was something that was programmed into them. That was something that was trained into them. And now you have a pro-black community, the conscious community, calling for a raid, an investigation into the white mannequin challenge. Now, mind you, I'm not against the actual investigation and raid into the white mannequin challenge. However, I do want to say that you cannot use the excuse and then not be able to apply that same excuse to people of non-black origin. It doesn't work. It does not work because that is something that can be argued for them as well. That is something that was ingrained in them, something that was entrained in them. You take a black child, you take a white child, you put them together without any programming about race into them, and you see they play together with no problem. They play together, they have fun, they're just two kids playing. Once all this other BS is fed into them, next thing you know, you start to see the rise of the white supremacy. You start to see the rise of either the black inferiority or the black superiority complex. You see that rise comes in. That's what it is. But now, for those who haven't seen the White Mannequin Challenge, I'll go ahead and play it for you real quick right now. As you can see, they got long rifles. A bunch of long rifles. While the blacks had a bunch of handguns and one shotgun. Or one long rifle, long gun. You see, there's only one handgun in this white video. And a bunch of long guns. Some rifles, some with scopes on them. You see this. You see it. So I don't mind that there being an investigation just to make it fair. I don't mind an investigation being made into these white folks. I don't mind a raid happening with these white folks. And for the white folks that refuse to try to capture the tag of that black SUV, it is a Cadillac. We've looked up the tag number. We looked it up on the Washington database. And it is C17175 Echo. Charlie 17175 Echo. So you can easily pull the registered owner, the registered owner's address, the registered owner's name, and so forth. Washington State. Look it up. So, now, but the thing is, Dylann Roof, because I don't want to make too much about the mannequin challenge, I want to talk about Dylann Roof. Dylann Roof's case, if we apply the pro-black logic to it, Dylann Roof should be put into rehab. Dylann Roof should be put into a rehabilitation program to brainwash him from his white superiority complex that he's suffering from. That is what should occur, according to pro-black logic. Amendments should be made to assist him. Now, one pro-black that I follow, and I don't follow them just because everything they say is correct, but because sometimes there are some good things that are said. But in this case, I'm sorry, I have to disagree, because one pro-black was saying, oh, I bet they're all babies. I bet they're all fatherless. I bet they're all underemployed. I bet they're all underappreciated. Bet they're all babies? Well, as far as for the Alabama case, one of the people arrested was 49 years old, far from a baby, no matter how much of a baby he acts. He was 49 years old. He is not considered a baby. Bet they're all fatherless. Now, just because the father is not married to the mother does not necessarily make them fatherless. The father is somewhere out there. He just has not been in their life as much. Now, almost the same can be said for Dylann Roof, because he is not with his father. His father left his mother and married somebody else, a stepmother, so on. So he had a lot of different people in his life. Bet they're all underemployed. Well, according to news reports, Dylann Roof was underemployed. He had problems keeping a job. He had problems getting a job. So that fits the description for Dylann Roof as well. Bet they're all underappreciated. Underappreciated, well, Dylann Roof was a loner. He felt cast out by society. He felt oppressed. So guess what? The same can be said for Dylann Roof as well. So at the end of the day, if we're going to talk about giving black people all these enabling attributes and not hold them accountable when they know what's right from wrong. Regardless of what's trained, you know what's right from wrong. You know what will happen. But if the society wants to propagate the heralding of black activities, or I take that back, illegal activities, bad activities, and making them good, making them celebrated, making them heralded in the eyes of the young people, well, guess what? Same can be said for Dylann Roof in his case. Same can be said. One second. So, with that being said, in my personal opinion, Dylann Roof is guilty. He is guilty of killing 9 black people. Now, there was a story about the one inmate that beat up Dylann Roof in jail and received all kinds of money on his commissary, was able to post bail and so on. I think that story was fed to mainstream. And here's why. Black people, the value of our life has been programmed where it is not worth as much. So here you have a white boy that kills 9 black people in a church. Dead, gone. They will never be able to say, speak, nothing again, breathe, see their family, love, kiss, whatever. He goes to jail, and the only thing that happens to him in a black prison is he gets beat up one time by a black person, and that's it. And then all hands are clean. All hands are clear, that's it. We wipe the slate clean, that's it. Justice is done. That is not justice. That's not justice or else. And justice or else is something else I want to talk about, but not in this video. So that means even 9 black lives in church aren't worth 1 Confederate white life. He should have died in jail. Black people in prison should have killed him, especially those in prison for life, that have nothing else to live for, that are not going to see the light of day. They should have killed Dylann Roof. He killed 9 black people. 9 black people. Brothers and sisters. But yet, he lives to tell the tale and become famous. Rise in notoriety for Mr. Dylann Roof. So, anyway. Dylann Roof, I think you got off lucky. You got off lucky. Pro-blacks, I believe you're retarded. You're ridiculous.
if you're going to enable these young black males to continue to be savages, to continue to be destructive, to continue to be violent and vicious, and to continue to perpetuate this stigma that has been placed on the black community. We need to stop enabling them, stop letting them feel entitled, and what we need to do, start holding them accountable. And as we hold them accountable, we provide some re-education training. Now, maybe what we could do is we'll give them reduced sentences in conjunction with this re-education training. That way, they pay the price for what they've done, but they also receive a re-education training so when they come out, they don't come out as destructive as they were before or worse. Because just sitting in the prison and not providing any re-education just reaffirms their current state of beliefs and mindset. That's it. You don't like it? I don't care. Like I said, it's just a rebroadcast. I cut a lot of things short. I cut a lot of things out because everything before was just off the cuff, off the top of the dome. Anyway, this is Lyrical Elitist, TLE TV. I'm your host, NH Labduni. Make sure you check out our Facebook, facebook.com/lyricalelitist. Visit the website, lyricalelitist.com/. Actually, there's no slash unless you want to go to the other pages. But visit the website, lyricalelitist.com. Check us out on YouTube, Lyrical Elitist, as well as TLE TV. Instagram, TLE TV. Once again, I'm your host, NH Labduni. Hit subscribe, hit like. If you want to donate to what we're trying to do here, what we're trying to get off the ground, go to patreon.com/TLE News. That's patreon.com/TLE News with a S, not a Z. Thank you.